In case you haven't looked at your calendar, this is Memorial Day weekend, with tomorrow, Monday, being Memorial Day. Question for you. You know the reason for the day, generally speaking. Hopefully you've taken it upon yourself to do a little more understanding through study and maybe even through personal experience, talking with veterans of what the day of honoring the fallen means to them. But how much do you really know about the history of Memorial Day? Well, just happen to have a little info here for your edification and education. It was originally called Decoration Day. And, of course, it's a day of remembrance for those who have died in service of the United States of America. Over 24 cities and towns claim to be the birthplace of Memorial Day. Now, while Waterloo, New York was officially declared that birthplace of Memorial Day, that was by then-President Lyndon Johnson, May of 1966, still difficult to prove without any kind of doubt the origins of the day. But regardless of the exact date or location of where Memorial Day or Decoration Day began, one thing is clear. Memorial Day was born out of the Civil War and a desire to honor our dead heroes of the American military is officially proclaimed on May 5th of 1868 by General John Logan, National Commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, in his General Order No. 11. The 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose, reading off of the order, of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. He proclaimed the date of Decoration Day, as he called it, was chosen because it was not the anniversary of any particular battle. Now, on the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of the 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers who were buried there at the time. 5,000 participants. Seems to be challenging to get 500 participants for Memorial Day celebration today, doesn't it? Nevertheless, first state to officially recognize the holiday was New York. That was in 1873. By 1890, it was recognized by all of the northern states. The South refused to acknowledge the day, honoring their dead on separate days until after World War I, which was also when the holiday changed from honoring just those who died fighting the Civil War to honoring Americans who died fighting in any war. It's now observed in almost every state in the last Monday in May, with congressional passage of the National Holiday Act of 1971. So that helped to ensure, of course, a three-day weekend for federal holidays. Though several southern states have an additional separate day for honoring the Confederate War dead. For example, January 19th in Texas, April 26th in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, May 10th in South Carolina, and June 3rd, which is the birthday of Jefferson Davis, and that is taking place in Louisiana and Tennessee. Knowing the history, knowing the significance, knowing what Memorial Day represents and who it is to honor, my question again to you is, how can you not pause before you go to the baseball game, the store sale, or anything else, to pay just a few moments, whether it be in silent prayer or going to a local cemetery where you know some local heroes lie in rest, and pay proper respect and honor to the sacrifice that they made?